Chapter 1. Am I a partner? Who is your partner? Please take a minute to think about this question and your most likely answer. Looking at the people rallying around me when I was sick, I often asked myself who my partner was. To most, a partner can only be the person you are in a committed relationship with or a business associate. Not for me, and not for my 12-year-old son, who so successfully challenged that idea. 2 years ago, Jackson asked me if there was something I wasn't telling him. I replied, "There are a lot of things I don't tell you." "Like what?" he asked. "Adult stuff." He persisted, "What kind of adult stuff?" This was the moment I had been anticipating, even dreading for months. "Like romantic stuff?" I said, fumbling for words. "What kind of romantic stuff?" "Well," I said, "like how sometimes you can be friends with someone and then it turns romantic, like with Dad and me, or romantic, like Bryn and I were, and then we became friends." "So, are you romantic with anyone right now?" Jackson asked. I took a deep breath, knowing that my answer and his response would have an impact on our lives for a very long time. Jackson was right. There was something I hadn't told him. I was newly romantically involved, and he didn't know about the relationship yet. I had become involved with a woman who was my best friend, and, as it happens, the person who was like a godmother to my son. I had rarely spoken to Jack about my romantic life. That part of me I kept secret from my son. I had never introduced him to the people I had fallen in love with or was obsessed with. It was a risk I didn't want to take. I wanted to protect him from getting attached to someone that I would probably not end up staying with. But Claire had been with us almost daily for the last 2 years, and I suppose he had felt our connection. She became a key part of our family in a very short time. After a week of her staying with us in Los Angeles, Jackson asked if she would be his godmother. It was no wonder that he was asking me this question now. How and when should I tell him? When I explained the situation to my therapist, she smiled and said, "Your son may say a lot of things about you when he's older, but he will never say his mother was boring." Her advice was to wait until my son asked, and now here he was asking. About a year before this conversation, I was sitting in my garden in California, looking through photos and the old journals I have kept since childhood. From the green tattered notebook with hearts drawn on the cover to the one I started in Haiti in January 2010 after the earthquake. These journals told many stories, yet they all seemed woven together by a similar theme. I read about the handful of men and the one woman I had been in romantic relationships with, passages rife with pain and angst. It seemed whenever I was physically attracted to someone, I would rush to put them in the box of being my soulmate, and then be crushed when things didn't turn out as I had hoped. I read about the two men I fell for while working on films. I was certain each was the one, a belief fueled by sexual attraction that told me I was in love. Only once the filming ended, so did the relationships. I read about the man who asked me to marry him over the phone before we had even kissed. 3 months later, we were in his kitchen throwing steaks at each other's heads in anger. As I continued to look through my writing and photos, I came across a black and white print of a photo of my best friend and me, taken on the previous New Year's Eve. We looked so happy, and I couldn't help but smile. I remembered how we had met 2 years before. She was sitting in a bar, wearing a fedora, and speaking in her Zimbabwean accent. We had an immediate connection, but neither of us thought of it as romantic or sexual. She was one of the most beautiful, charming, brilliant, and funny people I had ever met. But it didn't occur to me until that soul-searching moment in my garden that we could choose to love each other romantically. What had I been waiting for all these years? My friend is the person I like being with the most, the one with whom I am most myself. The next time I saw her in New York, I shared my confusing feelings. We began the long, painful, and wonderful process of trying to figure out what our relationship was supposed to be.